Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emax in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out.
Lyrics.
Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling his feet, I'm the man in the street. Calling his feet, with the man in the street. Calling his feet, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome back once again to none other than, might as well put it where it is, Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 45. For those who are sending in music, commercials, anything like that, feel free to use the emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Chef Kilroy. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley, JR, period. For those who are listening to Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate you, but you can use the 646-478-0944 phone number. How do I know? Because I'm looking at numbers like 216-400. Siri, a 702 area code with a 609 and a 216-200. So with that being said, let me at least let you know, okay, you can Facebook Champagne Bang. I'm giving you three disclaimers, three quick ones. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. Ooh-wee, another phone number has entered in at 216-255. At least let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment. Because if I don't get to it, I can see now I won't get to it. So anyway, so far, number 10, Facebook, Vince Robinson's Nile Valley Adventure. Visuals and story, that which will be Sunday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The Larchmere Arts, photos and videos of his trips to Africa and Sudan. And I will say one thing, Vince Robinson of the legendary jazz poets, one of those, I will say, regional. Definite old school hip hop type of grooves, bands, you name it, and can sing, so well rounded. Number 9, Brother to Brother, that Joe Lil of the legendary Rude Boys, Joe Lil III, HGS De Niro. Number 8, Black House Sounds, open mic. They have some videos, definite music that is happening. Number seven, moving up, Black Odyssey. Number six, the debut, You Can't, Facebook, King Chip, a.k.a. Chip the Ripper. That's this coming Wednesday, November 27th, 1295 Old River Road, Flats. Number five, debut, Facebook, Miles Garrett, Protest. More on that in just a little while. Number four, you can Facebook the 2019 Turkey Jam, the free holiday concert. More on that in just a little while. Number three, debuting, because of the sheer volume of people that they had there, East Cleveland's Democratic Ward Club last Thursday, the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Medical Building candidates. East Cleveland's newly elected council people spoke as well, from the KFC, the pizza, the ice cream, the cake, the cookies. Nate Martin ran it well. You had National Action Network that was there, so it was, like, greatly attended. Also, as I move things up, debuting, Facebook, Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Day Party, which happened last Saturday at the Blue Breeze, Iced Out Productions, Aliana the Freeze, Let's Make a Change Foundation, Fred Barkley Live Group, Toys for Tots, Headlines, Headaches was live, VoiceItRadio.com, OG Shankster performed, Turkey Raffle, Queens Court, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, so many people there, it was unbelievable. And then number one, to top it off, would be the Facebook Tamir Rice 5th year anniversary. So many events, including at the Cleveland Museum of Art last Wednesday. So I'm looking at all these phone numbers. Somebody's going to get mad and say, you don't answer the phones. And I don't want them to do that to me. So I will get on my J-O-B and say that if you choose to, you can hit on Twitter, A-L-F-R-E-D-P-O-R-T-E-R-J-R, number one. So Alfred Porter Jr., one. Instagram is Junior, period, Alfred Porter. OPN Radio is always Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can YouTube Joseph P. Motley Jr. or Joseph Motley Jr. for older videos and songs. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. And in the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. How about the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Wow, got that out of the way. Let's go to the first phone caller because they're going to complain. I know that I didn't say anything worthwhile. 216-400. 216-400. How are you out there?
Is that 400?
Hey, that would be you. Yes, I did.
It is fantastic. And keep up the good work. And just like the show, you know, I guess I shouldn't be watching Dancing with the Stars, but hey, your show added something to Dancing with the Stars. So I'm enjoying it.
Wow.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. May you have a very safe remainder of this week and whole holiday season. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And
no
same
problem.
To you, and
nope.
Happy Thanksgiving to all the others. Thank you.
No problem. Appreciate that. You're welcome. You're welcome. Sometimes I do things. I'm very thankful. I think you should be thankful every day. I do believe a day like Thursday definitely can be thankful. Just remember something. I'm kind of certain that if you walk into the wrong indigenous people area, Native Americans, they would look at you and say, thankful for what? Anyway, before I do anything else, you all will probably say, you don't never tell me anything about what's going on, so let's get this one out of the way as quick as possible. The original Turkey Jam 2019 featuring Joe Little of the legendary Rude Boys is Friday, November 29th. That's 7 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. Music by DJ Ellery at the NE Sports Plant. That's right, Northeast Ohio Sports Plant, 20001 Euclid Avenue, Euclid, Ohio 44117. If you want more information on being a part of that, you can dial up 216-465-9942. Also, performer will be Brains Davis. Yeah, that one. The one who just ended up with items inducted in Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was an honor to be there with so many others, including Brother Johnny O, We Up Radio, DJ Goldie Montana, Suave Guy, Urban Survival, to just wish the brother well. But he'll be performing Clockwork, Smooth Approach, and Twice. Turkey Jam, there are plenty of places. You want to get your tickets, feel free, 216-465-9942. Anybody calling this radio show tonight, I will make sure that you get those tickets on Wednesday. I'll be stationary to make sure you come back, pick tickets up. Definitely courtesy of Al Porter, Man in the Street, as well as voiceradio.com and others. I'm going to go to the long distance number of 702-609. With my luck being out of state, area code, it's probably calling to let me know that I owe for some sort of car insurance or I need some bad. And right now, I don't know if I need any for Rita, but I'm going to take this phone call anyway and be nice to the person. Remember, you don't have to be nice to people called first. You don't have to be mean to them. They're just trying to do their job. So I'm not going to be mean to them. I'm going to take the phone call very nice and kindly. 702 area code 609. Do I need insurance for Rita?
Negative, you do not. In fact, there aren't any telemarketers calling at this time of night, even on the Pacific time zone of Las Vegas, Nevada.
But no. Yes, sir. How are you, brother?
I'm cool, man. I mean, you know, 702, you should know it's me by now. You know what I mean? Because that's just where I'm from. Anyway, I'm always listening in on the Man in the Streets, brother. So, you keep doing what you're doing. And as usual, I'll go ahead and give you the floor if you have any questions for me.
Yes, I do. And with that being said, as we head into the time, certain things that you see yourself thankful for, or what would you like to add to that topic this evening, brother?
Well, I would like to be thankful for, reuniting with members of my family who I haven't seen in decades, you know, cousins who are, you know, going on being grandparents like I am. And I'm also thankful for spending time with my mother before she passed away. I will go on the line and say that, considering you asked the question. That's the most honest answer I can give you. I'm also thankful for the lady in my life, Deidre Mack White. She and I have been friends since we were both kids, and we got a good thing going on. So those are the things that I'm thankful for. Not to take up too much of your time on that.
That's no problem at all. I appreciate you, brother, and I can say right now I've been very thankful that ever since I met you, it's always been articulate and intelligent conversation, and I see you at a lot of different places. You're definitely boots on the ground. You definitely do support. You are appreciated.
All right, I appreciate you, and I will have the next chapter of hashtag 2020 Vision at your next hip-hop workshop, 7 December.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it, my brother. Please definitely hold a line. I'm sure we'll do our best to have something for you.
Thank you very much, brother. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem. As a matter of fact, I will say that I'm going to just get rid of some of the lighter things. Maybe I can keep myself on a roll where I won't get myself into too much extra trouble. But I will say that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, those meetings happen at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Those meetings are every Wednesday. We will not be there this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after. What I will do is be stationary in the headquarters, because people just like my brother who just called in, Man Called Hawk, people will be able to come through and pick up their Turkey Jam tickets from me for just calling into the show tonight. Also, community ministries are Sundays at 10 a.m. Youth and Family Marriage Counseling by appointment with Pastor Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims, and Tragedy and Grief Support, that's with Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts under 100 people, inquire with 216-280-3580, 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070, or 216-804-7462. Floral arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers, 216-334-9820, or 216-761-4895. I can also tell people that along with that, for those who would like, something that Brother Don Freeman and his wife who just passed, but both of them, Committee for Social Justice, end arbitrators' bias in favor of police due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police and their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public. We, the underlying, advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. So we do have those signatures going out as well. I'm enjoying myself because I think I'm getting rid of certain, I will say, announcements and all of that. So what I'm about to do is, before I do anything else, let's go to one of the people who have been very patient, the 216-255 phone line. That's 216-255. And I've got to ask, how are you doing, first of all?
Hello.
Okay.
I'm doing well.
Go
thank
ahead.
You, Al, thank you.
No
and
problem.
I actually, I just want to thank you and express my appreciation for all that you're doing for justice in this city, bringing people together, standing up for those that, you know, that can't speak out. And I also want to thank Mama Porter for all her support and showing up and her love. And happy Thanksgiving
right.
to you both. That's what I wanted to tell you. So thank
hey,
you very much.
I appreciate
for doing this and
hey,
all your
you're
services.
You're welcome. And likewise, Brother Don Bryant, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network. I thank you as well for definitely speaking up for those people that a lot of times people would just forget about or try to forget about. So with that being said, I thank you very much, and I hope and pray you enjoy the rest of this program.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. I'll be listening.
I appreciate that. I do. And before I go to, of course, the next phone caller, I would definitely like to say I have to send this one out. Back in the day, definitely I met the brother. Darnell A. Williams passed at the age of 40 due to pneumonia. Now, he's the brother to such people as D. Gambit and Sonny Black, Life Innovations. And Life Innovations, they had done a video for back in the day when I put out a song called Once by Land, Twice by Sea. I know Brother Don Bryant will remember how Cleveland Clinic closed up Huron Hospital on and in East Cleveland. So I appreciate them because they actually did do that. And again, the memory of Darnell A. Williams. Before I go to our next phone caller, I would definitely like to say that it has definitely been brought to my attention that, of course, the funeral services, which have been announced for U.S. Olympic gold medalist Harrison Dillard of Cleveland. Now, Dillard was a former track and field star and four-time Olympic gold medalist. And so for those who had heard, yes, he passed, and they did get things together for him as the funeral service homegoing will be this Saturday, November 30th at St. Paul AME Zion Church, at St. Paul AME Zion Church at 2393 East 55th Street. The wake will be at 9 a.m. The funeral will be at 9:30 a.m. He passed at the age of 96. and he passed following a battle with stomach cancer. And definitely for those who had heard, East Tech High School and Baldwin Wallace College graduate and a former Cleveland School Central's office assistant business manager. He won two gold medals in the 1948 London Olympics in the 100-meter dash and 4x100 relay, and gold in the 110-meter hurdles and in the 4x100 relay in the 1952 Helsinki Olympics. He was definitely the only male and black to win Olympic gold medals in both sprints and high hurdles, and was dubbed the best hurdler in the world in the 1940s. He retired as a central office administrator from what is now the Cleveland Metropolitan School District, was formerly the Cleveland Public School District. And he's definitely survived by his daughter, Terry, three grandchildren. His wife, Joy, preceded him in death in 2009. So I wanted to at least get that particular thing out of the way. For those who may have been unaware, before I go to the 216-209, at least I just want to give a shout out and definitely put it out there, because I feel that it makes a lot of sense to definitely do that. So I want to at least take the time. People like Brother Anthony Bodie, for those who remember the consent decree and those who were to help monitor that particular thing. And another name that I call out a lot on this program by the name of Kareem Hinton for Black Lives Matter Cleveland. I think that one of those things that really came up on the scene was that the past week on the news, those people might have missed it on News 5. I try to go all over the place just to see if there's anything going on. Henceforth, the show called Music, Activism, and News. And with that being said, they did a story on them called, I believe, Nonprofit, The Bail Project is Disrupting the Bail System. Now, there have been times that we spoke on the show about meetings coming up with them and certain things, but it was good to see that to date, Cleveland's branch of the Bail Project said it has bailed out 121 clients from the Cuyahoga County Jail. Of them, 94% have returned to court, and 33 of those cases have been dismissed. Now, Brother Kareem Hinton and Anthony Bodie said that they are bail disruptors for the nonprofit organization, and I think it's very, very beautiful thing. As basically speaking, Bodie himself put out there and said, one day you can lose housing, a job. If you don't have a strong support system, you could possibly lose custody of your children. And he also added, if you were to spend 6 months in jail, 30 days even, you would plead guilty to charges that you may not even be guilty of just to get back home to your children. And that's basically what Brother Bodie said himself, like housing, education, jobs, cell phones, treatment, inpatient or outpatient, if you have an addiction. That's basically part of what they do with wraparound services. I do believe that it was one of the best statements where Bodie and Hinton paid about maybe $750 to just one particular case of, I believe, a young lady by the name of Flores, who she was put on a floor of pregnant women, a whole floor of pregnant women. And her, Adelia Flores, it was her boyfriend who stole credit cards, and she didn't even know about it. And at the time of that, and she was with him and incarcerated, 8 months pregnant. So I just want to say that I basically have to give a shout-out to them and say I appreciate them for coming in, standing up, and at least following through on that particular program. It seems to me that it is definitely helping the community. Speaking of helping the community, I want to also just once again thank people for definitely tuning in. I probably should let people know in case they missed it and they want to do over. Tomorrow, 9601 Lorraine Avenue. That's Lorraine Avenue. RSF Lounge tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's the Freestyle Clinic with Suave Gotti. It'll be a 90s hip-hop party featuring the Beatmaster himself, Charlie Wise. Last week, BWE, they did a video, filmed it right in there, A-Town and E-Rock, as well as Suave recorded a track with HJS live in the club. Brother Wicked, Man in the Street, were also there. I'm going to go to the 216-209. It's probably going to say, I'm cool with the Freestyle Clinic, but I wish there was a Pay Style Clinic. Anyway, 216-209, you are on live with Man
in the Street.
How are you doing?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't know and is tuned in, I would like to first of all thank you for your services, your platform, and just knowing you personally as a friend for all these years. You know, you've been a good supporter and a great friend for so many years, Al. So I have to say that and thank you for that, and I salute you for that as well.
Appreciate it.
Black Odyssey has a lot going on right at the moment, and just personally as well as business wise too. Because personally, you know, I got a business. And I'm pretty busy with that as well, and just dropping the jewel on people that feel as though if you're tired of working for someone or anything like that, just find some kind of way to make business for yourself, you know. It may not be easy, but nothing in life is easy, seriously, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when it becomes a little easy, you got to kind of like look around and be a little bit humble and be thankful for it. Because, you know, the next person next to you may not have the easy time. So that's my jewel I want to drop.
Right.
I'm a little bombarded with two types of work going on right now, Al. So just want to say thank you and thank everybody for listening. If you want to catch some videos, some new music or anything, you can go to YouTube and type in BLAQODESSYTV. Or you can go to That Piff with the same Black Odyssey link, BLAQODESSY, and any other major platforms, Black Odyssey.
Man, I do appreciate you, and definitely please hold a line.
I sure will.
Appreciate it. No problem. As a matter of fact, I could do a whole lot, but I'm tired of running my mouth on this Thanksgiving week. So, since we did have my brother call in, I want to say that, yep, I'm very thankful that they have still continued and not stopped, basically speaking. Big shout out, Black Odyssey. Have to always shout out Brother Lethal. And, of course, one of the main people who's affiliated with them as well, Nomad. So, with that going on, I'll be right back. Let's keep praying, Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying.
Yeah.
No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways, pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying, keep praying. No matter what, you keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
Have a lot to talk about, but I'm going to go to the 216-632 phone number. I just want to let people know that should they choose, you can always Facebook Alpha Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Life Obstacles is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Common Sense Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. All three on WERE 1490 AM. That's WERE 1490 AM. www.newstalkcleveland.com. Since I got that out of the way, let's go to 216-632. How are you?
632 is okay today. How are you, Brother Al?
I am doing phenomenally well. If it isn't the author and all that in a bag of chips, how you doing?
I'm getting better. I'm getting better, hopefully. Knock on wood. Life has just been life. Life has been life. And I've been meaning to get on the call for quite a while now, but I'm taking early medication. And I said, I don't care. I'm trying to keep my eyes open tonight anyway and get on this call. Just to wish everybody a happy holiday and to let them know I'm still around.
Right. And I recognize that because what about this book that you just wrote?
Well, I can smell it all over you. It's another self-help book. And as most of my books are, well, all of them, they're based upon me and my life, trials, tribulations, struggles, blessings. I can't forget the blessings because every day is not a bad day. God has blessed me to be as old as I am or as young as I am. I'm still breathing, even though I need a little help. Okay. But it talks about the different roles we play as far as when you're in denial about what's going on with us. You know, we can try to fake it till we make it, and faking it don't work because somebody somewhere is going to be able to see what's going on, hear what's going on, or smell what's going on. So you can't fake it. You can't fake it. And just like our five senses work for us in the spiritual, they work for us in the natural also. So we need to, if you see that there's something going on that you think you need to hide, or you hear somebody tell you that you need to seek help, seek that help, because a lot of times people can see more on the outside looking in than you can on the inside looking out. So that's basically what that book is all about. and it's available on Amazon.com in the Kindle version, and is open to everybody.
I thank you so much for talking about the book, because I found it very phenomenal. I want to also know, any book signings or anything like that we should be aware of?
I don't have anything planned right now, no.
Got you, got you. I have seen you in your travels, and I must say we appreciate it. So before I do anything else, I'm going to ask you contact information and how can we continue to at least follow you and your movement.
Facebook, Tina Hobson. Facebook, I am a Superwoman Radio. Instagram, Tina Hobson. Email, I am a Superwoman 2 at gmail.com. I'm Tina Hobson on Twitter. And like I said, you can find me on Facebook at least once a day now. If you've noticed, my post is shut down a lot. But you can still find me at least one day a week. Once a day on Facebook, because I come on, and no matter what, I do my morning meditation and my Bible verse that I share with everybody. So everybody knows I'm still around.
They do. We do, and it's just good to hear you on this program. May you definitely continue to be blessed, highly favored, and we appreciate you very much.
And I thank you, and happy holidays to everybody.
Likewise. Please definitely feel free to hold the line, and I thank you once again.
Thank you, Brother Al. Thank you so much for everything.
Likewise. That is like my sister, my queen, Superwoman herself. I am a Superwoman's own, Tina Hobson. And that's a interesting book. I can smell it all over you. And my thing is, I'm just glad and so thankful. I did want to at least let people know that if they did miss it, I would like to just say that for those who may have missed the program before I go and check on that 601 phone number, it was, I do believe, the other news story, Frank Wiley covered that one about the bell interrupters. But Joe Pakinakis had done something the past Friday evening. He had it entitled, Experts, Tamir Rice's Police Killing Still Massively Affecting Cleveland Teens. And the main thing about that particular story was that basically, let's just say that Joe Pakinakis wanted to do a follow-up on the fact that it was 5 years ago since 12-year-old Tamir Rice was shot and killed by a Cleveland police officer while holding a toy gun outside of the Cudell Recreational Center. But it was very interesting because they wanted to clarify that Cleveland Urban Affairs and community activists believed the impact of his death on police-teen relations just hadn't been diminished. They haven't been diminished at all. So Cleveland State Urban Affairs Professor Ronnie Dunn said that Tamir Rice's tragedy continues to play a role in the general mistrust Cleveland teens have in local law enforcement. According to his viewpoint, is that the impact that the shooting had on teens is that they articulated a fear of the police that's beyond some of the other dangers in the community. The sense of security that we're taught that you should get for the police, those that are sworn and directed to protect you, that's lost. That's lost for a whole generation of youth. It is of that magnitude that Tamir's the Emmett Till of this generation. Now, the other person who happens to be involved with Cleveland State University that a lot of people hear about was this guy by the name of Al Porter, president of Black on Black Crime, Inc. They spoke about the fact that I ran that at the hip-hop workshop at Cleveland State University. And my thing was just that, quite frankly, Cleveland teens indicate that the current community policing efforts aren't enough and that additional programs are needed to promote police-teen interaction and engagement. We have ice cream socials, chess matches, a lot of other engagements from the police department in the community. That's the only thing that I really see changed. The police, yes, they're out there for those, but those only happen 10% of the time. Majority of the time they feel, which are the teens, that law enforcement are not friends and that law enforcement is judging them right off the bat rather than treating them like regular citizens. As myself and the professor Dunn acknowledged the effort of the Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams and consent decree, progress in producing fewer police shootings and fewer uses of force, but there's a great deal of things that just need to be dealt with and changed from basically the top down to make sure that the officers are held accountable. Before I go to the 601 area code, I would like to add that with that particular thing, the story itself, I just wanted to throw out that I happened to, at least I'll say, two different things. I put on a 14-foot step ladder for that particular one, and the only reason being is because I happen to honestly just want to say that I thank certain people. People say, who would you thank? I would like to thank people such as, I will say, Samaria Rice, because what she could have done was, after everything that was done with her son and the money came through and a few other things like that, she could have just walked away from everything. Just think, she could have walked away. But instead of walking away, she and the American Civil Liberties Union created the Tamir Rice Safety Handbook to make a children's guide for police encounters by her not going anywhere, which is a blessing, maybe, hopefully, even following the way I would say Office of Professional Standards, which I attended a few weeks ago, when she, I will say, was there as a follow-up for the way her daughter was treated at the scene of Tamir's murder. Basically speaking, she hasn't left. A Tamir Rice Center is slated to open, and she was hands-on in making sure people were brought from the outside of the region in. I think it was a big blessing in itself. So my thing is, just to have a person stand up and not go anywhere, maybe some of her actions will keep the next person from being murdered. Just like I would have loved and believed if other parents and others had at least stood up for themselves, certain things wouldn't have happened and there may not have been a Tamir Rice. Before I go to that 601 long-distance area code, I think they might be an encyclopedia salesperson or something. Wait a minute, you don't have encyclopedias like that. Maybe an online salesperson. But I'm going to go to 216-200. They dialed back in. Let's see what's going on with the 216-200. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Hello?
Hey, I'm doing well. What about you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
That's good, that's good. Who am I talking to?
This is LSD from Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to say I like everything y'all doing, and I'm saying positive, and you know, we need that in the community.
Appreciate that. And now that I recognize the name, I recognize LSD on Joseph P. Motley Jr., the YouTube page, I saw a video. And what's going on in that video, man? Let us know, because it had a lot of things going on. It looked like an interesting love story and all of that. I felt kind of sorry for the young lady in there. She's an excellent singer. And I kind of felt for you, man. You were making some hard decisions in that video when it came to love. Talk to us, bro.
It's a love song. It's an R&B song. Basically, it's about a guy and a woman who broke up, who want to get back together. And I was inspired by the movie Love Jones. And, you know, wanting to get back with a person that you was once with. And you know, and they both think about each other, and then, you know, you just like in the movie, they might be with somebody else, and then they call you while you, you know, just trying to talk and get back together. It's a nice song, though. You know, I like
is,
to think together. I'm happy somebody liked it. It's nice. It's called I Never Thought I'd See a Day, and an R&B singer in there, and it just told a story within itself.
Got you. Well, I appreciate it. And again, if we look on the Joseph P. Botley Jr. page, it's the newest video that's out there on there, just released a couple of days ago. And again, let people know your name. You can let people know the singer's name as well. And go ahead, bro.
Well, my name is, my rap name is LSD Cleveland, Ohio. Singer name is Doris Cox. She sings R&B. She sings soul. Happy to get her on there. Basically, I had a vision for the video, and Joseph Motley put it together for me, and does beautiful work. I will be working with him again in the future, and just trying to track up an album and probably go to New York and try to see what's going on out there. And I'd like to thank anybody have any good comments and support it. Nice song.
No. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. And thank you, brother, because you've been around here for years. I remember when we had the hip-hop workshop starting off on Lee and Euclid in East Cleveland, and you've been rolling ever since. And I want to thank you, brother, for still continuing on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
No problem. Definitely feel free to hold a line, and I appreciate that. And the brother told the truth. It is definitely a love song, and it's like, I like the fact that the video mimicked Love Jones, the movie. It was creative. I'm going to that 601 area code 513. They might still be telling me I owe them some sort of bill, but I'm going to keep my head up high through the whole thing. 601 area code 513. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Brother L? How's everything going with you?
Everything is going well. What about you?
I can't complain. And for the ones who don't know who I am, my name is Michael D. Landingham. I'm a presidential candidate running for these United States of America in 2020. This is my, I think, fifth time calling in. And I've been listening to your message. And you're bringing our community together in the face of corruption, division, and hopelessness. And I greatly appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak on your program today.
Go ahead. Go ahead. And you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
Well, I heard the one time, I had a topic I was going to talk about. And then I heard the conversation about Tamir Rice, by police violence against minorities in America. That's one of the main reasons why I'm running. All my life, I've experienced where, and every African American has ever experienced fear against the police. And it shouldn't be like that.
Mm.
We have to have a community and the police to join together to work out
right.
Problems within the community instead of putting fear and to those individuals in those communities. We have to be better than that, especially with the police department. All police are not all bad. Now, let's get that straight. But you have a few
right.
bad apples in there, and it paints a picture that thinks that all police are bad, and vice versa when it comes to minorities and communities. We have to restart our way of how we police our communities, and I do have a plan to implement to make sure that no African American should be afraid of police in their community.
Mm.
It's going to take a long road. It's going to be longer after I'm, you know, out of office. But you got to start.
Right.
You got to have a start.
Yeah.
And with I didn't know about Tamir Rice's mother. What, you know, happened about her getting some money or something like that. I got to do some more research about that. But from what I heard from what you said about her opening up. information campaign where other young people can learn and protect themselves and be more cautious about their surroundings. I just heard it, so I don't want to speak too much about it without knowing the full deal of what happened. But that, I commend her. Like you said, she could have went and sat down somewhere, but she knows that a lot of other kids out there may be victims of this. And so
right.
It was put on her, through God, in the sense to speak out, to speak up. And the money that she's gotten from the city of Cleveland, I believe, is going mm-hmm. towards others instead of just for herself. Like you said, she could have walked away, you know, and just
right.
whatever. But she couldn't. She wouldn't be able to live right with herself, you know, fully. And she felt like she has a mission, and I support her 110%. And that's where a lot of our mothers who are scared of their sons and daughters out here. And I spoke about this a week ago, about our kids or our future. And we must protect them because they're going to be the ones that are going to be paying
yes.
and running this world while we're sitting in diapers again. But like I said, back to what I was mainly saying, we need someone, other people, that understands the plight of people. Because if you've never been through any struggle or any trials or tribulations, how can you relate? How can you feel sympathy? How can you understand the pain? And that's what we're lacking right now. People that has no understanding about what the people's pains are. And with this campaign, with my campaign, we're going to re-illustrate that, to show that, to bring it to fruition. And for everybody to understand that, because somebody's down out in their luck or sleeping down the street, doesn't mean that they're a terrible human being. They just had a bad string of things that happened. And we all need to come together. But on the sidebar, I wanted to say this. This is what I was going to talk about. I'm planning on heading to Iowa in January. And me and you, Al, we talked about setting up something, of a rally at some point. Probably I'll let you know the first week of December when will that be
okay.
Where. It will be before the end of this year. But we need to come together. I'm looking for donations, supporters to help us get out to Iowa to do the Iowa caucuses out there for the primary. And I'm heading out there regardless of the fact. So the way how you can donate is to go on to my page on Facebook, Michael D. Landingham, like landing the plane, then going ham. And you'll see either my PayPal account or my GoFundMe account on my page, and I will resend it before the end of tonight. But we need someone of the people that can relate with the people. All people, black, white, Latino, Asian, Republican, Democrat. We can no longer go by the status quo of I'm black, you're white, I'm rich, you're poor, I'm Republican, you're Democrat. The main thing is, and my grandmother always taught me that first, we are all God's children. Number two, we're American. And number three, there's nothing that can divide what we all share, and that's our democracy, that's our liberty, that's our freedom. And with y'all help,
I appreciate
we can that. we can reach great plateaus that we can only dream of. But it takes an effort. It takes believing in something beyond yourself, and that's one main reason I'm running, and that's one main reason that we will win. But only together we will win. And I'm asking for your help and your support today.
Thank you so much. And again, as we take our leave, your name is?
My name is Michael D. Landingham, presidential candidate for these United States of America in 2020. And you better believe it.
I appreciate it. I always appreciate the messages you give out daily. So I thank you so much as you hold the line. I appreciate you. And again, I can say, oh, no problem. I can say that I really do appreciate those people who have called in today, some of which include I'm Superwoman Radio. I always do appreciate the daily sayings that come through. As a matter of fact, we kind of know what we're listening to, but just in case you don't, I'm going to play this break from Kill Say Mars. Be right back after this.
Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Out 40 got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Out 40 got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Say got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
You know, for those people who might have missed it on Facebook, there was an event that was held. It was just simply put MYLES. For those who don't know how to spell it, Myles Garrett protest. It was held yesterday at the stadium where they said the only African-American football player has been suspended indefinitely, while the Caucasian football players get a one-day or three-day suspension, as the entire city of Cleveland, as well as Cuyahoga County, should be enraged at this decision. We'll show support to our team by protesting as well as sending them or sending a letter to the NFL for reconsideration. Dress warm. You could also contact Joe Jones of Fathers Lives Matter or Justin Anderson for details. Only the strong will survive. See you Sunday. I want to say that just for the record, as I come back to the program, that I found it very interesting that of all the ones who, let's go online, Facebook revolutionaries, Facebook sports fans, and Facebook activists who are just so upset as Browns fans, the ones who are on there always throwing out some Browns songs, posting online the music for the Browns, posting the memes and all kinds of things, angry over Myles Garrett's situation. It doesn't even take long to get on a 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because all those ones who didn't freaking show up, I think it's very interesting that they didn't freaking show up. But then again, I think the best sign of the thing, I believe Angela Davis from Black Lives Matter Cleveland threw it out there. NFL stands for not Negro Flogging League. Yep, Negro Flogging League. For those who don't know what flogging means, that's your assignment tonight, is to look up flogging in the Google search, whatever it is that you use as a search engine, AOL, whatever. Look it up. You'll probably look and you'll probably say, oh, snap. Anyway, I thank you all very, very much. I do. For those people like the I'm a Superwoman radio network and others, for those who haven't seen it, I have something called a pre-Kwanzaa, and it's on Facebook. It's a pre-Kwanzaa message and listening party from Sheriff Kilroy. Simply put, this is what it is. On December the 19th, that's December the 19th of 2019, that's a Thursday from about 6:30 to 9 p.m., listening party for the upcoming release of He's the Producer, I'm the MC. Listening party is just that. No, I will not be on the microphone rapping. It's a CD, but it's also a CD listening. So, right before Kwanzaa, people can come through, listen, and it's also a way for me to thank all those people who have supported me by radio interviews, giving me a kind word, promotions, and that. So it's a closed party. It's closed because I'm thanking people. That's it, period, end of story. Why not leave out on an instrumental from Emax to Image. He'll definitely, hopefully, be there just because. But let's leave out on this. I thank you all very much. Thanking people on this beat. I want to thank all of the people who put me in shows throughout the years. There's an artist, those people who offered me constructive criticism, those people who invited me to have radio programs. You know, first one was Brother Art McCoy, who allowed me to be on this program for the past 10 years as a executive producer. People like Emax the Image, who offered me my own platform 2 years later. EP from Voice of Radio. Politicians and others. People who have provided programs and shows for me. People who've offered me words of kindness in this business. Such example, like HJS, DJ Dollar Rock, Suave, Gotti. So I feel very thankful. Happy Thanksgiving, people. Creator Willing, D from EC, Mama Porter, all y'all, everybody, peace.